this?
What it do? What it do? Could you hear
me? What's up with you, Jack?
I'm here chilling. How you?
All right. So what we going to do? I got to shout my brother out. What I got to do? You know,
yeah, we on it right.
What time they go? What time they get it in?
He gets it in probably around 10 o'clock LA time. You know what I'm saying? And that's
LA time, so 10, 11, 12, 1. 1 o'clock East Coast time?
I believe so. I'm not really 100%.
Oh, that's dope then. That's dope. Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay.
I'm on, the podcast is on, and I just want to say welcome to my brother from another. A lot of people don't know, but we have history like there's no other. You know what I mean? Welcome to my podcast, Front Row with Jackie Rowe. We got the other and no other but Tretch. What up, Tretch?
Finger!
Finger!
Listen, Jackie, stop acting like it ain't what it is. We is both ghetto bastards, and we adopted each other in the ghetto in the streets of the industry in the naughty 90s. Tell
me
the truth, Jackie.
All right.
Don't be acting like we ain't related, nigga,
because
you blew up on your podcast like you don't know, nigga.
Yo, I can't with you. Could you stop? Why you blowing me up like that? But it's the truth, because we get up like that and we get busy like that. And that's right. It is what it is. So what you do? What are you up to right now? I mean, like, damn, I can't believe I'm here and you not here in L.A. What's up with that?
I'm on the East Coast right now with my wife and my son. We about to go on the Coco Chanel iced tea at Coco's birthday.
Okay.
You feel me? Then my sister's birthday, KG's little sister from Naughty by Nature. And, you know, she came up with us from the sandbox. So her birthday, she said, says, gang, my birthday coming up on the 2nd. My wife's birthday is on the 4th. So we doing functions.
Damn. Everybody, that's what's up, and shout out to you. Welcome to the 50s club. That's what's up. We made it. Listen, we made it. We still here with all the bullshit. We here, y'all. I swear, but this is history for me. Like, you know, today's my mother's birthday. I don't even think Mike knows my mom's birthday, but it's crazy. Like, 30 years ago, I was just bugging out. And I mean, like, you know, me and Mike grew up since we were young. Like, he was about 12, I was like 15. And then we lost path. And then when my mom died in 89, I just started, you know, like, just, I called a couple of my girlfriends and I was like, yo, I just need to walk. Lo and behold, I didn't even understand that I was walking, and I walked like maybe about 50 blocks to 100 blocks. And guess what? I walked right into Mike. He in my hood down in Crown Heights at Utica Skating Ring. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, what are you doing over here? He's like, yeah, Jackie. I'm like, he over there with Cripple Mike. He with this cripple nigga named Mike, my homie Cripple Mike. Got shout out to him and Def Mark. You know, Mike. Yeah. Yeah, he always with some mutants and some people that, you know, have some type of special gift. And that's him. He always got love for the special need. Right? But that's my memory of what's going on today. But I would love for you to share, because we got so much memory. Give me a good memory with Mike and, you know, one of your memories that you remember him at a fight. You know, that stuck out more memorable to you than ever.
With Mike?
Yeah, at one of his fights. So give me a good memory of one of his fight days with you.
Man, probably, well, seeing him at a fight, see, I got stories with Mike, you understand? Like, so I don't even know what you, like, at a fight, I was loving when I seen my homie Pop come home from jail when he came home and everything else, mm-hmm. And then Mike had him right under the wing.
Okay.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. At the fights and all that, because we was on tour and anything else, you know, like, before the fights and everything else, we was going to jail to see Mike in Indiana.
Right, absolutely.
So, like, the fights, a lot of fights, we wasn't making them too, because we was on tour, but we made to see him when he was locked up.
Okay, so you never had, came to none of his fights back in the days at the MGM Grand?
Nah, we was in, like, just before or having a show, an after party, would be flying in and performing for it, but couldn't make it to the fight because we was doing 2 or 3 shows a night.
Okay, that's what's up. Y'all was on y'all grizzle. Y'all was on y'all grind, Naughty by Nature.
I know,
right? All right. right? Yeah. So just give me.
Guess what?
That's what I'm talking about. You know? That's right. Yeah, up and dapper danza. I know, right? The real street brawlers, the real street fights. Those real street fights that count. Exactly. But listen, which one is the, all the fights that you ever caught, which one stands out to you more? It's like, which one of the fights that you was just like, yo, we know he always went and did his 1, 2, 3, and that was it. But which one did you really just was like, oh no, this nigga's like, oh my God, he's fucking.
Nah, it had to be when he did the motherfucking grizzly. When he bit the ear off.
Holyfield?
Somebody close to him and said something and boom, they then got him out of his game. He's waiting at for the end of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was waiting for the end of the fight to handle him, but then it wasn't going quick enough like it was going because Holyfield is a champ. He ain't going to, you ain't just going to piece him up.
Right.
Without doing the whole dance every rap. Mike couldn't wait.
Yo, you know a lot of people wouldn't even really like zoom in to see that. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that people, when you know your family, you know what they moves be.
He was going through something that had nothing to do with Holyfield in that ring that night. He wasn't there on something else. It's somebody else. That fight saved somebody's ass.
Sure did.
They think the bit of was something, it saved somebody getting their ass bit off.
Wait.
It works in the strange ways, but it saved my bro, because it wasn't nobody gonna help. That fight did it, but it just let him know he had to rethink and reprogram and knowing that's not
for
me.
For sure.
Yeah, you know, and he learned from that. That's why he where he at now.
Exactly, for sure. I have so much great memories and fun with you. It ain't funny, like, you know, we're not gonna talk about it, but you know, we go. Well, dude, oh my God, yo, I love you so much, yo. Shout out to you and the family, and thank you so much, man. And give Mike your shout out. Tell him whatever you want to tell him right now. It's your floor.
Yo, Big Mike, I love you. You already know we go back like vertebrates. Jersey to Brooklyn, yo, I'll give you your own words. When anybody say something, how they can handle you with the hammer, I'll give your own words to that. Everybody has something to say until they get punched in the mouth. Everybody got something to say until they get punched in the mouth. It's a whole different story. You don't want to miss the punch them in the mouth.
Exactly. Go Brooklyn. Go New Jersey. Go Jersey. You heard it. Front row. You know what I mean? For my brother, my little brother, Tretch. I love him so much. Today is November 28th, you know, 2020, and Mike Tyson is about to do something that's never been done before. Shout out to Roy Jones, you know what I mean? Like, this is for charity. That's right.
Only the champ is here.
That's right.
Only the champ could come back in shape about that business mentally and physically.
Ah, my God, you hit it on the nose, yo. You hit it, but love you so much. Thanks for being the best part of Front Row with Jackie Rowe, and I love you, man. Thanks
love
so much.
You too. You're already
all right. Thanks.
No doubt.
All right, babe. Thank you.
All right.